We're back. Coming to you not live from East Rosebud Studios. I am the Foul Hooked Whitey, joined by my partner, Brandon Booty. And we're back to talk about HB559, good or ugly. And I call it good or ugly because, you know, a lot of people, you know, out of the four people listening to us, right? Most people are going to think, you know, fuck the guides. Right? You know, yeah. It's going to happen. Yeah, and so, yeah. So there's a lot of support probably for HB559.
Yeah, I would imagine that it's leaning for a lot of support.
So maybe the majority of whoever's out there, right? I mean, I'm talking the fly fishing public at large, as well as the outfitting and guiding industry. You know, most people are probably like, yeah, we need that shit. There's too many motherfuckers on the river. I mean, that's kind of where this whole thing comes from, is again, that uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
And we feel it. I mean, I'm somebody that I see another fucking, you know, car parked at my bridge and my dick goes soft in fucking half a second.
Yeah, I do hate seeing that.
Shit. I'm the public.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But I also know the guiding industry based on what my role in running a fly shop for a long time. You know, so I've got a good perspective because it's a fair perspective. It's not, you know, for or against on all issues, but I just don't like the fact that they're telling the guiding industry you can't work.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
I mean, you know, and again, where's the data that shows me that this uncomfortableness that brought on HB559, right? Show me the fucking data that this is guides and outfitters.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, show me the monster increase. You can show me how many, you know, they should be able to tell how many trips are taken, right?
Yeah, they should be.
Your outfitter logs your day,
mm-hmm.
and then he must report it to the state of Montana.
Yeah, yeah.
So they would know how many, you know, I mean, that's going to be 90-95% accurate.
Yeah, they should know how many days are logged on each river.
Yeah, I want to see the fucking data on HB559. Because, go ahead, I'm sorry.
The first thing that comes to my mind is, they call it rest and rotation, so... Are they thinking that it's going to help the fish at all? Because it's not.
I think it's for the uncomfortableness.
I just think it's to benefit the guy publicly who wants to go out there, who doesn't want to feel overcrowded.
But what
comes to my mind is they're not going to take less guide days. They're just going to go on a different stretch of that river, and now you got more guides and less river stretch.
The bottom line is, you know, I might have my opinions about certain outfitters being limited on certain fisheries. I kind of like, you know, a dude who's staked his career out on one or two rivers.
Yeah.
Why would I like that? Because the motherfucker knows him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right?
And that's where he's made his career. And that's where he's taught his guides to be productive with his clients on those streams. There's distinct outfitters on certain rivers that's where their practice is.
Yeah.
Right? I could be down for certain things like that just because, you know, anybody can get in on anywhere. And I'm not sure I'm down with that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know. You know, point. I mean, I don't know. But just a general blanket, you can't do this on a certain day. I'm not in support of it because you can't regulate, you know, the saggy tip brigade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Jesus, that's terrible. But that to me is just, you know, the drunken floater.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah,
and you may not see that a lot where you guys,
yeah,
the Big
I don't see
Horn
that
River,
lot where
right?
I'm at. But you know, when I go fish, you know, that way, you know.
But the Freestone's where that goes. Yeah. The Freestone's are where that is, right? And that to me is the increase in the volume of people on these fisheries. Okay, it isn't that there's a ton more guiding. You know, when I talked about there aren't any secrets anymore. That's because in the state of Montana, if you can put a raft on it or a drift boat on it, it's definitely guided now.
Yeah, it's being fished.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
There's it, right? And that's a big increase, and I do get that. But things kind of, you know, ebb and flow. Fly fishing is an industry that can have its peaks as far as interest, volume, participation, and it can have some lulls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck. I mean, right? I mean, really, you know, I'm not saying that, like, you know, that there isn't, you know, be more and more and more anglers out there. And I also acknowledge how important to a non-professional angler, which is the public, their argument right off the bat is, that's my water, bitch. And you guides, you don't pay dick to use my public water to make money. I mean, I'm just saying that, like, that to me is where the other side, you know, the person for HB 559, that to me is where they're coming from.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're paying more than they are, though.
You're right.
You know, we're paying more than they are.
You're so right. And this is my point. If, I mean, to me, getting a chance to float the Madison in the summer, you got the Bikini Hatch, you got oversized brown trout, rainbow trout, you got a storied fucking river that you get to float. Why doesn't that cost everybody something to float it every day?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you want to decrease fucking volume of traffic, boat traffic.
Gotta raise the cost.
On these fucking blue ribbon streams. I'll tell you right now how to fucking do it. Charge somebody a measly $10-$15 bill to float it that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta fucking go to the goddamn little, you know, the license ATM at the put in, put your credit card number in there, get a $15 certificate in case they check you on your out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how fucking easy would that be?
I think that's the best scenario.
And I'll tell you right now, you make that $20-$25 from a public standpoint and maybe even a guiding standpoint, you're definitely going to decrease people.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, you're definitely going to decrease people. So whichever of these Western Montana streams that are really legitimately just overrun with folk, both guiding entities as well as the public, I mean, let's just see for one summer, you making that shit a $25 bill to legally float it. Fuck your argument about it's the public, it's mine. Bitch, that ain't yours.
Yeah.
It's everybody's.
Yeah.
And you're part of the camp that's complaining about too much use. But let's face it. It's like you paying $20 to get into Yellowstone Park. I don't know how much it costs to get into Yellowstone Park. Sure, I don't, but it's something like that, yeah, right? $15. I mean, something really just nothing. A shitty fucking Happy Meal, right? That's how much it costs to see Yellowstone Park. And everybody bitches about how busy it is and how it's not as enjoyable because it's bumper to bumper in there. Well, fuck. Make that the shit the cost of Disneyland, man.
Yeah. Raise it up.
Make that a fucking $50 bill, $100. I mean, I'm just saying that, like, everybody's bitching about egg prices. Just bear with me here, right? Goddamn dozen eggs. I mean, it's ridiculous as far as increases. There hasn't been increases when it comes to a lot of public use, right?
Yeah.
Okay? And so make that more expensive and you'll cut down fucking use.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%. And then you could make it, right, cheaper for residents who live in Montana and more expensive for people who are coming out of Montana. You know, you can do stuff like that. But basically, everyone chooses based off their own individual costs and benefits. And if you raise the cost of something, it doesn't have to be monetary value, right? Like money cost, any cost, then they're going to do it less.
Correct. And I mean, you know, and to make this fair and to not, you know, basically target and malign the outfitting and guiding industry with any restriction suggestions, right? I mean, make it fucking fair so that if it's a $20 bill, $25 bill, to put that boat on that designated fishery to float it that day, doesn't matter how many folk you got in that boat, just to, you know, kind of a watercraft fee.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
$20-$25. Make that the same for an outfitter as it is the public.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, whoever the governing body of that Montana fishery is, whether it's, you know, Fish and Game, or I mean, it probably is because it relates to the trout in the river. That's what we're talking about here. It's the fishing. I mean, you're going to get so less people on that fucking river, your problem is solved.
Yeah. And the more populated the river, the higher the price.
Right.
You know, they can do that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I just think that really that's the fair way because let's face it, you know, money talks.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Money talks. I mean, you know, it's funny. This HB 559 is, you know, it's kind of communist. You know, I love that. It's kind of commie. It's kind of the state telling you what you can or can't do.
Yeah.
There's a fine line with guiding, because guiding, in my opinion, this is respectful, doesn't contribute enough money to the fisheries, considering they get all the benefit from the fisheries.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've said that a long time, and I'm not, and again, I'm not suggesting that that change legally, you know?
Well, this would help get some of the money. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, dude. You know, the river I won't name starts with an S, ends with an R.
Yeah.
Okay? That fishery, 2024 compared to 10 years ago, or 2024 compared to 20 years ago, easily doubled to tripled in that
couple of
decade span. I mean, like, there's a lot more people on it. But again, you make it the cost of a bad entree at fucking Applebee's, $20-$25. They're not going to fucking be on it as much.
Yeah.
And then everybody's going to benefit, right?
You would think. The only argument I would have against that is because of that, the rivers that are less populated, people might choose those rivers more, so those rivers might get more populated.
Could be.
But maybe not. You know what I mean? That's just to play devil's advocate
I get it. I guess it's just that when it comes to limiting access, and again, boat access, because that's what we're talking about, on these fisheries, basically, as I've said, the guides are being blamed for the increase in use. And the public is, in my opinion, in Montana, the reason for so many more fucking people on the fishery.
Yeah.
Right? It's, you make that an even payout, and a payout that kind of stings, more people will be fucking offended by it. And then I'll be hearing, God damn, they want me to pay $25 to fucking float the Stillwater River.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus H. Christ. Are you fucking kidding? You know, and I'm sitting there going, Jesus, what does $25 mean to you?
Yeah.
It don't mean shit to me anymore, does it?
No, I mean, no.
It's a fucking Jimmy John's order.
Think about what else went up. Shuttle prices,
gas. Just the,
that extra $25. You're already paying so much to get there.
All I'm saying is that instead of, like, you know, targeting a business entity on these public fisheries, you make everybody pay, and your fucking problem is solved.
Yeah, and it's more fair, too.
It is more fair.
And then, not to mention, so they say one day has to be a Saturday, right? So say there's no guides on this stretch of the Yellowstone on the Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
But now the benefit for the public goes up. So now there's that much more public boats out there. You know what I mean? So is the traffic really going down by that much?
I want to also comment here. We're talking about the Upper Yellowstone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Upper Yellowstone, which is obviously Livingston to Gardner.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay? Pretty much.
I mean, unless it's a low fucking water here, there's no fucking wade fishing up there anyway.
No, yeah, no, no.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's somebody who really hasn't spent any time wade fishing at all. I'll give my critics that. But just when you're rolling through there, I floated it post runoff. Second half of June, first half of July. That bitch can be big.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're not, so does this mean that then there's just no guiding on that Saturday, or there's nobody floating at all?
No guiding.
That's bullshit.
No guiding. And then the public's benefit to float it and fish it goes up. So now there's just more public boats out there. So is the amount of boats really going to go down by a lot? You know, I don't know. And then on top of that, the guides who do guide the Yellowstone are going to say, well, I'm still going to take that guide day. I'm not going to not make money that day.
Yeah.
So now they're just going to go below Livingston. And now that stretch is just going to be overcrowded.
Well, I guess my argument isn't so much the result as it is just, like, you know, just, you know, the fact that, you know, there's an audacity to it with me when it comes to somebody putting this forward. I think the public would generally approve a restriction on use on these fisheries. Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Whether or not a legislative body in a majority will say, you business entities, you can't be on this fishery, right? I think they're targeting business wrong.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're looking at a fishery that's overrun with legitimate, you know, I mean, I'm not saying they're not right, okay? But I'm telling you, the public's a lot of it.
Yeah, that's the wrong way to go about it.
And you know, have you ever seen any fucking litter on a public fishery?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I got a buddy that owns a nice stretch on the Stilly. He's a good friend, a family friend. And this dude over the last 10, 15 years has gotten tougher and tougher with the public. He's, you know, Cat's got 1.5 miles, 2 miles of bank.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
Yeah, that's, but you know, public are idiots. They're idiots. They play fucking football catch up on his pasture. They haul a fucking barbecue. Right up on the edge of his fucking property. The public blows a lot of goodwill when it comes to private landowners. I hate to say that, you know.
That's true though.
Bring it on. I mean, I all I do is talk this shit at work. You know, I talk to the landowner and I talk to the dude that he harassed. Both. Seriously.
I believe it.
Seriously, you know, and it's just the public takes things for granted.
Yeah, definitely.
And they take our habitat and our fisheries for granted, in my opinion. And I just think that if there's a solution to this debate of is HB 559 good or evil, you make everybody pay.
Yeah.
And then you're going to limit use just like that.
Yeah, I would agree 100%.
But telling a kid who's probably going to net $400 to $450 for rowing his ass off for 8-9 hours a day, and then maybe popping a nice tip of 100 or 2, maybe not. Okay? You're going to tell him he can't work on Saturday in an industry that's been had the right to work on fucking Saturdays for decades now? And you're not going to let the public chip in their use? So, in my opinion, the foul-hooked whitey, HB 559, evil.
I would agree. Not to mention, this, it's already seasonal for the guides.
Yeah, that.
Now they can't guide 2 days a week.
All that. You know, they're the ones getting the blame in this. I'll end it on that, okay? All right, we're out of here. Foul-hooked whitey, Brandon Booty.